Assalamu alaikum. On the behalf of the Government of National Unity, under the leadership of His Excellency, General Salva Kiir Mayardit, and to my brother in the opposition, and to my brother in the government, the ministers who are present here, the problem we are facing in South Sudan are well known to all of us. We are equal between ourselves. We have the equal responsibility. Where we have reached today, we have to blame each other, whether in the government and whether in the opposition. Why I said so, I was a Red Army as a young man. All these are my leaders, those who are in the opposition. And General Pagan and General Paul, you cannot dispute that. What we are facing today, we have to admit, how did we reach here? After 21 years fighting to achieve our independence, 21 days, the death of our hero, Dr. John Garang Damabio. The suffering of Jama for Dr. John Garang Damabio. But Al-Mut, after the death of the Dr. John Garang Damabio, President Salva Kiir Mayardit have to compromise whether to save the right of the self-determination or to look into the internal affairs within the SPLM. The problem of South Sudan is stuck within the SPLM. Let us admit that, and nobody can run away from it. With the situation today, which the region is facing it, do we have a lot of problems in our neighbor Sudan, Ethiopia, Somalia, Central African Republic, DRC, and South Sudan. President Salva have no choice than to ask his brother, as a Pan-Africanist, Dr. William Ruto, to find the formidable solution for the people of South Sudan. What does it mean? African solution for the African problem. We all know we have been here in 2005. We were in Ethiopia. We went to Sudan. We have also been in Tanzania. Let us ask ourselves, what is next? And for how long do we have to fight ourselves? And that is the reason why His Excellency President Salva has his brother, President William Ruto, to find the lasting peace for the people of South Sudan. And with this remark, I believe my brother in the opposition, and also my colleagues who are sitting here, to find a soft heart for our people are suffering. I'm talking from the bottom of my heart. We all know what we are actually going through. And we all know we cannot deny we have failed. But for how long do we have to continue under this process? I would like to give a special thanks to the international community, ambassadors who are here, a special thanks to the chief mediator, General Ladro Sombrea, and deputy chief mediator, Ambassador Guyu, and a special thanks to special envoys of IGAD, who have been there to support the people of South Sudan, and JMAX, RJ Max, and Santo Gideon, who are here to witness this commitment for the declaration. And we do believe if we succeed from here, we are going to work hand to hand to bring the comprehensive peace, which will bring the lasting peace for the people of South Sudan. Thank you very much.